What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are seeing to your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 138 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries. I don't know. It might be 55 or 60 countries by now. Who knows? But we're excited to be here. We've got a great show for you. Jeff Houston, ring announcer extraordinaire, stops in and is going to drop the knowledge on us on what it takes to become a big-time ring announcer. And with everything going on right now, the NBA playoffs are deep, and the NHL playoffs are deep, and motorsports are going on. But we always, I'm seeing a bit of a resurgence in boxing. And, of course, MMA is with the UFC and some other organizations, Bellator, World Series of Fighting. There's a lot going on in the world of fighting as well. And so we're going to visit with Jeff Houston, which you've probably seen on television. He's got a really deep, rich voice and does a great job doing ring announcing, not just here in the States, but literally all over the globe. So we'll be checking in with him after the break. I'm excited because I am in our new studio. We've got a new studio here at Game Day Media. And we're still working out the kinks as far as all of the equipment and the acoustics and everything like that. But I think we'll be there pretty quickly. And but it's a beautiful facility. It's in an old renovated farmhouse on the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. And it's great. It's quiet, it's peaceful, and for the most part, we're excited about, I'm not the most technical person, which, you know, when you're producing a podcast, it would probably help to be a little more technical than I am, but from a sound perspective, we've upgraded our software, we've upgraded our microphones, we've got a beautiful space that will allow us to grow, and one of the things we're going to be doing starting in a couple of weeks is we're actually going to be doing a preview show on our Facebook page. So if you want to check out, get a preview of what's going to happen on our podcast every week, go and friend us or however that works over at Facebook. Again, I'm not the biggest social media guy as far as knowing the technicalities, but if you go over and like the page, I think you can see what goes on our feed. Which is great because people send us great recipes and funny videos and all that kind of thing over there. But if you get a chance to like us over there at Facebook, then you will be able to catch our live video streams previewing each week's episode. And as we get closer and closer to football season, and I know tailgating is a year-round sport, but as we get closer and closer to football season, which is when our numbers are the biggest and we get the most interest from the show, and we're changing that, but it's still, I'm being very honest, after the Super Bowl, we lose a few of you. We hate that, but we know that you've got other things you've got to do as well, but we want to make sure that this season we give you a little sneak peek of what we've got going on, so we're going to be doing some live video from Facebook Live previewing the week's show, and we're going to try from time to time to do some demonstrations of some products and things like that as part of that as well. So we're going to be trying some new things. I mean, this is our fourth season doing this as a podcast. So we can't stay the same. We've got to try to be a little more creative and a little more interactive, and we're going to be doing that as well. But really love the brand new studios here in San Antonio, Game Day Media. We're excited to be bringing you this show again. Of course, you know, this time of year we're in a bit of a lull, and but it's the kind of the quiet before the storm, because we're going to come out in July and August with all guns blazing. I don't know if you can say that anymore. That's not politically correct, but you get the picture. We're going to bring some new content and some new ways to connect with you, the Tailgate Nation, as we expand our brand here and want to get more involved with you. So we've got some great new sponsors that are going to be coming up, and just a whole lot of new ways to reach you. Our website, if you noticed, if you go to tailgateradio.com, it forwards to our Facebook page. We're going to leave it that way for now, just because we feel like we want to grow our Facebook presence. But we are working on a new website. We've been working on it for a while, but I haven't been happy with it. And quite honestly, I'm not happy with how it looks. I'm not happy with how it feels. So for now, we're just going to push everything over to our Facebook page. So if you type in tailgateradio.com on your phone or your laptop or whatever, it'll take you over to our Facebook page, which we're going to be not only doing more of the live Facebook video stuff, but we're also going to be posting every episode on there as well. So when we come back, we've got ring announcer extraordinaire, internationally renowned ring announcer Jeff Houston. Very interesting cat, and enjoyed talking to him. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio and Jeff Houston right after this.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. The OutdoorCookingChannel.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the nation watching live on CBS Sports Network, the lights are bright and the main event is here. Fight fans of Mobile, Alabama, everybody go!
As you heard, my guest this week here on Tailgate Radio is an international ring announcer. He just wrapped up a weekend with CBS Sports Network. He's also been featured on Showtime Boxing, Fox Sports 1, Access TV, Fox Deportes, HBO Latino, ESPN Friday Night Fights, Sky Sports International, Super Action Korea, The Fight Network, and the list goes on and on. This guy has traveled the globe, and he is one of the premier ring announcers in the world at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Jeff Houston. Welcome in, Jeff.
Well, John, thanks for having me.
Now, this past weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada, you were a big part of Knockout Night at the D, brought to you by CBS Sports Network. Tell me how you got that gig and a little bit more about the series itself. It really does sound like it's an exciting new boxing series.
Well, that was with Roy Jones Jr. Boxing Promotions. I've been representing them since May of last year, and that was a brand new series that they came up with called Knockout Night at the D with the D Las Vegas, and they really wanted to do something different with CBS Sports Network, and this was an outdoor event with just amazing production capabilities, so it really was an incredible show, and to have it downtown as opposed to on the Strip, I think even made it special, because the Strip is so notorious for having boxing and world-class combative sports events. So having this on steps away from the Fremont experience was that much cooler.
It seems like events like Knockout Night at the D are revitalizing the boxing industry. Is boxing on its way back?
Boxing is in a transitional phase right now, because we've had our pound-for-pound king hang up his gloves, or at least that's what he says. And, you know, Manny Pacquiao stepping down to go take a seat on the Filipino Senate. So we're having the top stars of the last generation, you know, take their final bow. And now we're in a transitional phase where we're looking for the next pound-for-pound king, and that does take a couple of years to transition someone into there. So in the time being, you know, we're kind of out looking for the next big thing. But the good thing about CBS Sports Network is that it's a real good platform for the mid-card guys to really start making some noise within the ranks. So, and like I said, it's Las Vegas. I mean, you know, it's the fight capital of the world. I mean, what more could you want?
I'm here with internationally recognized ring announcer Jeff Houston. And Jeff, when it comes to the curriculum to become a ring announcer, does such a thing exist? And can you give me a little bit more information about your background?
Well, when it comes to the actual curriculum, unfortunately for our line of work, it just doesn't exist. It's just not something that you can go to school for. I mean, you know, you can certainly try to get a communications degree, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have what it takes to become a ring announcer. I had always appreciated the role. The day that I actually fell in love with ring announcing was actually March the 29th, 1987, at the Pontiac Silverdome. I attended WrestleMania 3, and I was fourth row center. And I remember during the Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage match, which still to this day is the greatest live match I've ever seen in my life. I remember at the conclusion when Ricky Steamboat got that small package in there and got the Intercontinental Championship, I remember Howard Finkel, you know, with his regular, you know, decision, the winner of this bout, and I remember just with that change of pace, the crowd went from, like, volume 10 to volume 100, and I was just like, that was incredible. He just popped 93,000 plus, and he didn't even have to throw a punch. I said, I am in love with this job.
What is the role of a ring announcer? Is it to announce the participants in an event, or is it to, without sounding too much like Flavor Flav, is it to hype the crowd? Are you the hype man? Give me a little bit more insight on your role as ring announcer in any of the events that you perform in.
It's all about how you control your words. A lot of people kind of overdo the hype aspect as a ring announcer, and I think that that takes away a little bit of the professionalism. It's all about finding that perfect balance of hype, pace, performance, and professionalism. As long as you balance it out, you're fine. There are some people that go a little too, over the top, I guess you could say, and you know, I was definitely like that when I first started. I remember when I first picked up a microphone, everybody said I had the voice, but I had no idea what the hell I was doing. And they were absolutely right. I had no idea about the finer points. And yes, I did have people along the way kind of show me the finer points and, you know, slow down, you know, keep your pace. But at the same point, make sure that your voice is amplified and that you're excited in what you're doing. So, you know, 13 years later, now I, you know, kind of have a better grip on that.
A couple of ring announcers that I'd like to discuss are two of them that are very contrasting in styles. One is Jimmy Lennon Jr., who has primarily been those of you that are boxing fans, he's been around a long time. His father, I think, was a ring announcer. I'm not sure, but I think he was as well. And he just has a very professional demeanor and cadence, and it's very melodic almost. And so I've always appreciated that, almost like a Keith Jackson kind of thing as far as ring announcing goes. And then you contrast that with the UFC's Bruce Buffer, who you talked about over the top and overhyping, and I don't know if you were speaking of him specifically, because I think he does a good job. I think he does a great job for the sport that he's involved in. But when he does the main events, he is jumping up and down, and he is screaming, "It's time!" And, I mean, he works the crowd into a lather. I think you've got to find what works best for you. But over the course of your career and the 13 years that you've been doing this, what has it taken for you to perfect the craft?
You never. People always say perfect the craft, and this is one of those things I don't think that you ever do, because the learning process never stops. But when it comes to Bruce, a lot of people have said a lot of negative things because they think that Bruce is way too over the top. And the way that I look at it is that Bruce has had one of the best opportunities a ring announcer has ever had, and that is to organically grow within a corporation that has become the juggernaut that is the UFC, and decided, well, this is a very over-the-top sport, so I guess I can go over-the-top. And there are some announcers that would look at that saying that, you know, you're putting a little bit too much attention on yourself, and it should never be that way, because the ring announcer is really, you know, amplifying the talent and not himself. But it works for the UFC, and it works for them. I mean, and they love him for it, and he's created this incredible international character. So, you know, I have nothing negative to say about him. I have nothing negative to say about any of my brethren behind the microphone. I mean, everybody does their job differently. Whether I agree with it or not is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that it works.
And it would be inauthentic if you tried to replicate what Jimmy Lennon Jr. or Bruce Buffer or any other ring announcer was doing.
Well, it did happen once, unfortunately, actually. The only time that I was ever recommended to emulate someone, it was in Canada for an organization called Maximum Fighting Championship. And I'm not going to mention names when it comes to the promoter, but let's just say that I was asked to emulate certain aspects of the introduction. And the funny thing about it was that this particular promoter was everything anti-UFC, and yet he would like me to go ahead and present it like that. So it was just, you know, kind of ironic to me. But that was the only time in my career that was ever asked to kind of duplicate, emulate. And trust me, I mean, I was grinding my teeth each and every step of the way. It's certainly something that I will never do again.
I'm talking with Jeff Houston, international ring announcer. And Jeff, I have to ask you about your catchphrase, "Everybody go loco." Where'd that come from?
Oh, man. Well, as you know, John, you've been behind the microphone yourself, so you do know that these days, even though there are some qualified ring announcers that don't have catchphrases, it's nice to have some kind of identity. Everybody's identity, you know, is around the greatest catchphrase since sliced bread, which is "Let's get ready to rumble." You know, somebody who's made $500 million off of five little words. None of us will ever do that again until profanity is allowed to be incorporated into a catchphrase. I don't think we're quite there as a society yet. But everybody go loco. I started thinking, what is the one emotion during a main event, during the moment that everyone's been waiting for, that you want the crowd to, you know, you want them to go crazy? But the reason I also decided to say loco is kind of a, I guess you could say it's kind of a thanks to San Antonio, because San Antonio is where I started. You know, and it's kind of taking a piece of the Alamo City with me everywhere I go. And it's the one time during my, I guess you could say my announcing, that I get really loud and raspy. And people don't expect it, actually, because I try to be polished throughout all of the show, and I just save that for the last, and people just go like, whoa, where did that come from? And that's what I want, because I want them to go crazy for the main event.
You do ring announcing for all combative sports, MMA, boxing, and I know you cut your teeth in pro wrestling. Do you have a preference on which type of sporting events that you are involved in?
You know, I don't have a preference, because every one of them has an aspect of something that I love to do. You know, boxing has its pageantry and its history, and it's still one of the only places to where you can look in the front row and still see ringside patrons wearing suits and tuxedos. You know, you certainly won't see that in MMA. In MMA, I love it for its ferocity, its over-the-top, and its versatility, because there's just so much that goes on mentally and physically during an MMA bout. And in wrestling, oh my goodness. I mean, I've been a pro wrestling fan since I was 6 years old. I mean, we're going all the way back to 1983. I love pro wrestling for everything. Everything. I mean, you know, pro wrestling to me, you know, even I'm almost 39 years old, and I still love it just as much as the day that I started when I was six. And, you know, I love the gimmicks, I love the storylines, and I love what the athletes put themselves through, you know, physically and mentally. I love them all in their own ways.
As a lifelong wrestling fan, what was it like for you this past weekend at Knockout Night at the D to work with WWE Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I tried to do everything. I tried to do everything I possibly could not to mark out. So that was definitely for the show and how easy he was to work with, and it was just a pleasure. It really was. I mean, he was a consummate professional from top to bottom. I mean, a guy who can just go ahead and take the lead and not even look back. And even though that, you know, he's in an area that, you know, he's not synonymous with, you know, he's building himself an identity with boxing. And it's just boxing has a completely different pace when it comes to commentary. But Jim is the kind of guy to where, you know, he can just settle in, and it looks like he's been sitting in that seat for years. It was amazing.
I'm here with internationally renowned ring announcer Jeff Houston. And, Jeff, we usually talk to our guests about their favorite tailgating experience, whether that's in a parking lot at a football game or a NASCAR track or a festival of some sort. I'm going to take a little bit of a different tilt with this question with you. Because you've traveled to so many different countries, I'd like to ask you, what's your favorite food and what's your favorite country that you visited that, for whatever reason, whatever your preference is, delivers the best food? And what would you say is one of your favorite dishes in that country?
Well, you know, there have just been so many, but if one comes to mind off the top of my head, it would definitely be when I go to Korea with my friends with Road FC over there in Seoul. Every time I get an opportunity to go over there, one of the first things that I ask them when they come and pick me up from the airport after a nice 17-hour flight is, I say, I would love some Korean barbecue right away. And that's usually the first thing that we get, actually. And that, if I had to have a favorite out of the gate, that would definitely be Korean barbecue. And we usually always get it in the area where we have the hotel at, which is the Hongjae province of Seoul. And we hit up a couple of places there, and it was, like I said, it's almost like, it's so good, it's almost like an out-of-body experience. And it's, you know, that's something that I definitely look forward to. China has its good spots as well. I'll never forget the first time that I went to Korea, and my fellow Korean announcer who announces in the cage with me, Mr. Shin, he asked me, would you like to try some traditional Korean sushi? And I am a sushi-aholic, so I'm like, of course. So we find this little place downtown that's, you know, in the basement. And the one thing he didn't tell me is that Korean sushi is still moving. So we had a melange of food that was still moving, and that was definitely a culture shock, but nonetheless, it was quite the experience.
Before we go, Jeff, what's upcoming on your schedule, and how can the Tailgate Nation find out more about you and check out your travels and your exotic food experiences across this globe?
Well, the easiest way to look me up is, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeff Houston. I've actually got a little bit of a break, actually, which I'm very happy about because I've just been running so busy. But I've got June the 10th. I'm going to be back for Knockout Night at the D in Las Vegas on CBS Sports Network. I'm actually doing, on the 17th in Dallas, I'm doing a pro jiu-jitsu event with an outfit called Fight to Win. And that's always a beautifully produced event. And I always have fun with that because I get to see the beauty of the grappling side, which is something that I love as well. And then in July is a big month because July 2nd, I'm going to Changsha, China for Road FC 32, which is in the Hunan province. And I actually just got word that Bob the Beast Sapp, the former VP of Road FC, is actually going to be taking place in the main event in an openweight match, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. You know, Bob has a huge, you know, presence in MMA, you know, in K-1, he was in Pride, I mean, you know, wrestling. I mean, he's covered every combative sports genre that there is. So it's going to be good to see him in the main event. And then on July 30th, I'm actually going back to Shanghai for Road FC 33. So we've got a pretty busy schedule and summer ahead of us.
Jeff, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. It's been great to see the progression of your career grow. I know it's come with a lot of sacrifice, dedication, and hard work, and you've really made the most of your opportunity. And now we see you all over the world calling some of the premier combative sports events across this globe. Thank you again for coming in so much this week, Jeff.
Not a problem, John. You've been doing an awesome job with Tailgate Radio. Your guest clientele has been awesome, and that just shows, you know, that you're really bringing a different touch to the podcast world when it comes to combative sports and such. So keep up the good work.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
This is ring announcer Jeff Houston. You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.